I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Tammy,
yes.
Very happy that you're back, by
Thank
the
you.
Way. I hope you enjoyed your personal day yesterday.
Well, we'll talk more about it at 6:35.
Very personal day. However...
I got pictures back already, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Please don't share. We'll talk about that later. You got a package yesterday that we talked about that we are dying for you to open. It's against federal law to open somebody else's mail, so we couldn't do it. But I was so tempted yesterday, and I've been dying to find out what this is all about.
Did you think, hey, we've been working together 25 years. I can open her damn mail.
I did. I think I even said something like that. I'm basically her.
I don't think any
judge would put me in jail for this. But here, you got a package. Go ahead and tell us who it's from.
Oh, no, it's from PETA.
Your favorite organization. Tammy has never, ever hidden her, I'm not going to say disdain, but her complaints about how PETA runs their organization, thinking they're even though they have good intentions, they can be accused of being exploitive sometimes.
And that's all I'm going to say about that. And you know that I love animals.
Open it up. I'm dying. I think it's a T-shirt of some sort. But why is PETA sending
Thank
you
goodness
anything.
It's soft.
What did you say that would prompt PETA?
Because I was talking. The reason that PETA had a problem with me is that for Thanksgiving last year, instead of getting a frozen turkey from the grocery store, my husband wanted a fresh turkey from a local farm,
and he butchered that right in the yard. Okay, so what did you get?
So I have a bunch of stickers that say end speciesism, and then this is so me. These stickers that have a QR code that you can put everywhere that says, get your free vegan starter kit. And then, cage-free does not mean cruelty-free. Don't be duped. Go vegan. Oh, okay.
Why are you getting stickers that say go vegan from PETA?
I don't know, because I'm not going to go vegan. I'm sorry. Then this is, this is interesting. If I had a pool, this would be great. The original frog log. It's a critter-saving escape ramp. If a frog ends up in your pool.
What a random thing.
I wasn't aware that frogs in your pool that you don't have were such a problem. So you got from PETA random stickers that say go vegan and something for animals to get out of your pool that you don't have,
that
by
I
the
don't
way.
Have. No.
Yeah. Good stuff, PETA. Good use of resources.
That's all right. It's their thing. Whatever. Yeah.
Why are you getting this? I'm fascinated. Did you sign up for something?
Nope.
You have a PETA admirer.
I guess.
That's awesome. Thank you, PETA.
Uh-huh.
And thank you for keeping our frogs dry.
Yeah.
That's a big deal.
Maybe they thought, remember when I played the audio of the frogs outside my house? And listen to the frogs loving the fact that it rained all night. Isn't that crazy?
Are they listening that deep to John and Tammy saying
their
morning show where
Apparently
they're like,
they
you know what she needs?
But it is interesting because I did play how loud the frogs were.
Isn't it great how many people care about you and care about your frogs in your non-existent pool?
You're now on the PETA PR
Well, they're in the
list.
Pond. I guess I'll have to go to my neighbor's backyard and put that out on the pond.
All things PETA should be sent to Tammy in care of KSON Radio. 833-287-1037. Let's get you on right now to take on Tammy, who's back in Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. When she's not saving frogs, she's maybe giving you $100 if you are able to beat her in Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Either way, you're going to take your family to Legoland California Resort. A family four-pack is your prize this week for taking on Tammy and Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. 833-287-1037. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show. Frog friendly on KSON.
John, Dolly Parton. Everyone thought this was like an April Fool's joke, but it is not. She is hawking her own line of jeans now because, you know, Dolly's got to be in everything, which I love this. Guess what they're called?
I'm going to go ahead and take a shot in the dark. Dolly jeans.
They're called Jolene's. Jolene's.
Should have saw that coming.
I know. When I saw the name, I'm like, how did I not figure that out on my own?
Is there anything Dolly Parton is not selling or inventing or coming up with?
So you can buy them starting today. They start at $64 and go up to $229. And they have like a plethora of sizes. So anyone should be able to get into a pair of Jolene's.
Jolene's.
I love it.
Good for her.
Dolly Parton says they make any butt look good. Especially if you've got a good butt, then they look great. But if you got just an okay butt, they still look great.
I wonder how you make jeans make a butt look good.
Well, it's all about where are the pockets? Where do they land on your butt? Do they have something in the back that kind of lifts your butt?
Okay.
Yeah, lifts, smooths, a little bit of stretch.
I'm not, I'm not wearing Jolene's, but hang on.
You want me to see if your butt looks good in those in your jeans? Your butt looks good. It's all about the pocket placement.
I don't think you'd tell me if my jeans, if my butt looked bad. I think you're too kind. You're too nice.
No,
you wouldn't be, because I'd be a wreck all day. I wouldn't be able to leave the I wouldn't be able to leave the house.
I would say they aren't the most flattering for your butt.
Okay, but these are?
Yeah, they look good. Yes, I will tell my husband that. I've made him get rid of jeans that I said, where is your butt? It doesn't exist in those
pants.
Yeah,
but that's your husband. Yeah. I'm not, you know. You don't have to worry about him. He's not going anywhere. Me.
Oh, you mean if I told you that you were wearing the wrong jeans, we'd break up?
Oh,
that'd
be the end of
our partnership?
I would burn every pair of jeans I had. That's how much I care about what you think about my backside. Jolene's, get them right now at Everything Dolly Parton.
You can get them actually at Good American. That's Khloe Kardashian's brand. And select Nordstrom stores are carrying them as well.
John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. I don't want to lecture, but once you turn 45 years old, it's time to start scheduling, talking to your doctor about a colonoscopy. It's very important for health.
No one likes to talk about it. Everybody's like, I don't want to do that.
It's not the most comfortable conversation, I suppose.
It's not.
Although I really don't understand why. I mean, it's like any other normal checkup.
Sure. I mean, it'd be like going in for your mammogram.
Sure.
Or going in for your yearly physical.
Or turn your head
yeah,
and
I
cough.
Was going to say, the part that guys don't like.
Tammy yesterday, this is your story, so
it's
go ahead.
Right.
I don't want to take it away from you. Go ahead.
I wasn't here yesterday because during the show, I was going in and having my colonoscopy.
So we said that Tammy was having a personal day. We meant a very personal
day. It was personal, but it was necessary. And of course, because I do what I do, I asked my husband to record me as soon as it was over.
Oh, God, thank God. I thought you meant like during the procedure.
No.
This is right after.
Right after I was done. By the way, when they actually gave me the twilight sedation, so you're kind of sleeping but kind of awake until this moment was of 21 minutes.
All
that's
right.
It.
Let's listen.
Hello, darling. How'd it go today?
It went easy peasy, lemon squeezy. Only a few squeezes that I felt anywhere. It was really lovely.
But I am kind of goofy right now.
I am partially awake, but feeling really good. I listened to them getting along, having conversations. It was really nice. Just super nice.
Oh.
Really lovely.
That's good.
Hi.
How are we doing?
Good.
Good morning.
This is the doctor.
Nice to meet you. How are you feeling?
I feel lovely in a really good way.
Good. You earned it after the night you had. I know you had.
Yeah.
Everything was great.
Okay, your vitals look good. I'm going to take you off the monitor here. Any pain? Any nausea?
Uh-uh. Just feeling pretty mighty fine.
Yeah, but yours is very straightforward.
Oh.
Yeah.
I have a very straightforward colon.
Oh, I like groovy high Tammy.
So I want to say a big thank you to Dr. Speziel. She was lovely. And my nurses, who were so much fun and so kind. Lisa, Leslie, and I do believe Emma was in there for a little bit as well.
Right on.
Boy, they were great.
Look at you. You're getting a very important procedure done. And you're getting names. You're taking audio. You're posing for pictures.
I was not posing
for pictures. I mean, my goodness.
Well, I guess I had pictures taken. But
real pictures. And those pictures came out okay, I hope?
Everything's great.
Awesome.
And I was a little bit nervous for a little bit because we got talking about what I do for a living. And they asked me what station I worked for. And I said, the country station. And their eyes got all big. And I'm like, oh, no, they're going to be like, wait, are you Tammy? But they said, oh, one of the other doctors is a huge country fan. They're going to be so upset that they didn't know you were here. I'm like, I'm so glad they did.
So this is hilarious that you said that. Not to steal your thunder. But when I had my procedure done a couple of years ago, I was knocked out. I didn't get any twilight. I'm like, dude, I don't know what. I don't think it was even an option. I'm like, just put me out.
I think it's because you're male. The nurses told me that more often than not, the men are the ones that have the bigger problem with it because some of the cramps that can happen are very similar to period cramps or when you're in labor. And women are used to that, where men are like, what is that?
Yeah, right. Okay. So we're soft, is what you're saying. And that's fine because I was knocked out cold. Mm-hmm. But the second before they put me out, I'm not trying to toot my own horn here. Pardon the phrase. But the person that administered the anesthetic says, I understand we've got a celebrity on the table. I'm like,
geez.
You've got to be kidding me.
Out.
And then the camera. I'm just like, I was mortified because you know they're, well, doing what they're about to do. So you're good. Everything's good.
Yes, I'm absolutely good.
Awesome.
And by the way, the hardest part is just the before stuff. It's so simple and so easy. So 45 and older.
And so important.
Yes. 45 and older. Schedule it, okay?
John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. 7-0. Our San Diego Padres.
That's amazing.
It absolutely is amazing. I did not see this coming. I knew we were going to be a strong team. No idea that we would be playing perfect baseball for the entire first week of the season. The Padres have never been 7-0 before. They've never been 6-0. They've never been 5-0. When they went 4-0 in 1984, they went to the World Series. I'm just saying.
I think it's okay to have those thoughts, John.
More importantly, I am 3-0 at Petco Park this year.
Nice.
Undefeated, more importantly. Just a great, great day of baseball yesterday. And it started with Fernando Tatis Jr. Just stealing home.
Oh, he's getting hung up. They're going to try and score. He's in. Still at home. Getting in is Fernando. Double steal.
Look at us playing baseball.
Padres take the 1-0 lead, making it happen. Very aggressive.
Thanks to MLB.com for that audio. What an amazing thing to witness yesterday.
Man, I love this team.
Mm-hmm.
Stealing bases, timely hitting, great pitching. It's everything you want to see, and everybody. I'm talking about fans. I'm talking about the vendors. I'm talking about security is so psyched. I was high-fiving strangers. I'm talking about security. I was high-fiving security on the way out yesterday. Everyone's happy.
You know, it was funny because my husband, Kurt, was asking me yesterday. He's like, man, John goes to a lot of Padres games. And I said, you know what it is? That's his thing. Kurt, just like you go to the gym all the time or you go to the plant store, you're always in the garden doing stuff.
Yeah.
That's John's thing.
I think I like my thing better than his.
Yeah.
Now you know why I was the way I was from October until last week. I long for Petco Park. I long for the Padres. And there's a well-deserved day off today after the best homestand in the team's history.
It's amazing.
I mean, think about that. And the Chicago Cubs this weekend at their place, where it's going to be like 45 degrees and rainy.
Oh, so gross.
Welcome
to
Chicago, San Diego Padres. Every pitch of every game can be heard on 97.3 The Fan. Morgan Wallen's been in the news this week for stupid reasons. I mean, the SNL story just seemingly won't go away.
Here's the thing. Some people were bothered by Morgan Wallen walking off stage during the closing credits of Saturday Night Live when he was there as a musical guest. His people said it's just the way he was leaving during rehearsals all the time. He thought it was over. And then people were upset that Morgan Wallen had posted on his Instagram a picture of the private plane and it said, "Take me back to God's country." So they started thinking, maybe we can release some merchandise. And that's exactly what they did. Shirts and hats that say, "Take me to God's country."
Have we all been duped?
I don't know.
I didn't know about the merchandise.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Of course they did.
So Morgan Wallen, actually, he doesn't do a lot of interviews. But yesterday, comedian and podcaster Theo Von posted his sit-down interview with Morgan Wallen. And I love the realness here that if you're a parent, you've dealt with it when your kids have no idea what you do. And Morgan's son finally figures it out, but also thinks he's someone else.
What, does your son have like a favorite song of yours or anything?
Yeah, it's a song that's not out yet. Like this album right that I've been working on, this is the first time where it seems like he's really starting to put two and two together, you know?
Yeah.
I would come home after I'd been writing and I'd show him songs this time. This is the first time that he's ever cared, you know? And there's a song called Eyes Are Closed on my record, and I brought it home that night. You know, we wrote it that day and took it home that night. And I was just playing. I wasn't really playing it for him. I just had it kind of playing in the background because it was my first time hearing the demo of what we had just done that day. And he was in the background. And he kind of, you know, moseyed on over there and started being like, "Ooh, what's this?" You know. And then after it was done, he said, "I like that song, Daddy."
Really?
And it was like the first time he had ever done that, you know. So it was a special moment for me, something I'll never forget. And he said, "Play that again."
Oh,
you know, and I was
cool.
Like, "Yeah, this song's a hit for me no matter what," you know. So that was the first time I had really seen him, like all those, you know, dots start connecting.
Yeah. I bet that's special.
For a while, he thought that Soul by John Michael Montgomery, he thought that was me singing. He was like, "Play Daddy's Fast Song." He called it the Fast Song. So, you know, and he thought that was me singing. I said, "Damn, man. I mean, that dude sounds pretty good, but come on."
And then he's just bidding on pigs at his daycare.
Yeah. Probably.
"Allowing that in the Grundy County."
He called it the Fast Song, and I had to finally broke it to him. I said, "That ain't me, dude."
I got to be honest. I'm kind of envious of Theo Von. I've never, ever, including our conversations with him, have heard Morgan Wallen that personable.
There's a lot of good stuff in it, by the way. I'll post the link to it on John and Tammy's Facebook page.
Right, well, don't post too much. I don't like people watching us, not Theo Von, but that's okay.
They can watch it on their own time.
He's really good, actually.
He is. He's super funny. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Let's go to Alex in RB. How are things in Rancho Bernardo today, Alex?
Hi, John. It's time to wake up.
All right, well, wake up. Let's get you going, and let's get Tammy out of our studio. Please kick her out.
Okay, Tammy. See you in a minute.
All right, good luck.
Alex, 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tam. You get $100 thanks to a Garage Door and Gate Store, Main Street and Lakeside, for custom gates and garage doors. A Garage Door and Gate Store.com. Also want to remind you, Alex, that all ties are going to go to Tammy, okay?
Got it.
Stagecoach headliner Zach Bryan had a birthday this week. Is he older or younger than 30?
Ooh, I'm going to say younger.
A diamond and denim outfit Britney Spears wore in 2001 just sold at auction, so let's play the high-low game. It sold for $100,000. Is that too high or too low?
Too low.
A follow-up to Quentin Tarantino's 2019 Oscar-winning movie starring Leo DiCaprio and Brad Pitt is in the works. Tarantino wrote the script, but he's not directing it. What is the 2019 movie?
I don't know, I'm done.
Okay. It was just announced that Luke Combs will take the stage at the Newport Folk Festival. The Newport Folk Festival was prominently featured in this Bob Dylan biopic that earned Timothy Chalamet an Oscar nomination. What is it?
that's not my thing either.
Okay, and finally, Jessica Biel nearly hit her brother while attempting to drive her parents' car on the set of the TV show she was on, playing Mary Camden. The show lasted for 11 seasons from 1996 to 2007. What is it?
Oh my gosh, I used to watch that every day with my sister. Okay, Jessica Biel. Oh, come on.
Come on, Alex, you got this.
No, I don't remember.
Oh, no.
This is not a good morning.
All right, let's get Tam back in. So, Alex, I used to live in Rancho Bernardo. I don't get there very often, but I do love that area. Have you been to Carver's lately?
No, we haven't been there, but I have heard of that.
They're not open for lunch anymore, but when I first moved here, I was getting my hair cut, and I had no idea the area, and I took a wrong turn out of my salon, and I passed this place called Carver's, and it's like chops, prime rib, steaks. I'm like, okay, everything there, that's our love letter.
Awesome.
They used to have happy hour from like 11 in the morning till 6 at night. I went in there one day on a whim, on a wrong turn whim, and met one of my best friends in the world to this day, Ryan the bartender.
Oh, what a good story.
Yeah,
I know. Awesome to get lost and find your best friend.
There you go. Hi, Ryan. Okay, anyway, today, Alex did 1 out of 5, okay. Tim.
Oh, shoot.
Timmy, stagecoach headliner Zach Bryan had a birthday this week. Is he older or younger than 30?
He's younger, I believe.
He's 29 years old. Doing pretty well for himself at 29 years old. It's 1-1. A diamond and denim outfit Britney Spears wore in 2001 just sold at auction. So let's play the high-low game. It sold for $100,000. Is that too high or too low?
Man, there's a lot of Britney fanatics. I'm going to say too low.
Too high. You both went too low. It went for $78,000. Still 1-1. A follow-up to Quentin Tarantino's 2019 Oscar-winning movie with Leo DiCaprio and Brad Pitt is in the works. Tarantino wrote the script, but he will not direct it. What is the movie?
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
That is right. Alex knew. Did not know. 2-1, Tammy. Tammy, it was just announced Luke Combs will take the stage at the Newport Folk Festival. The Newport Folk Festival was prominently featured in this Bob Dylan biopic that earned Timothée Chalamet an Oscar nomination. What is it?
A Complete Unknown?
Like a Complete Unknown. Yes, that's right. Alex did not know. 3-1, Tammy. Luke Combs is doing every festival. He's doing Stagecoach. He's doing Lollapalooza. First time a country artist has ever headlined Lollapalooza. And now the Newport Folk Festival. It's 3-1. And finally, Jessica Biel nearly hit her brother while attempting to drive her parents' car on the set of the TV show she was on, playing Mary Camden. The show lasted for 11 seasons from 96 to 2007. What is it?
Is that Seventh Heaven?
It is Seventh Heaven.
Oh, geez,
Alex watched the show with her sister every week and yet could not remember the name. Today, Tammy wins 4-1, Alex. You're not going to get any of her money, but we do have a great prize for you.
You have a 4-pack of Resort Hopper tickets to Legoland California Resort, where you can build memories for less, as they're offering you second-day free tickets this spring break.
You guys don't even know. My girls are going to be so excited.
Oh, that's so great, Alex. Have a wonderful day. Appreciate you listening. Unfortunately, before you leave, we do have to have you say this.
Hi, I'm Alex in Rancho Bernardo, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Good morning, Casey Ports.
Well, good morning.
She is one of, let's just call you the OG of a KSON loyal listener. Casey has listened to our station forever. We have known her ever since we moved here in 2011 and took over this job of hosting the mornings. And Casey, you posted something on your social media this week that I was so shocked we didn't know. What happened to you?
6 months ago, I was on Let's Make a Deal, and I got called down to the trading floor.
Right on. That must have been such a thrill.
Well, it was my fourth time there, so yeah.
So wait a second. You've been at the show Let's Make a Deal for 4 times, and finally you got called in to do something?
Yes. The first 3 times I was a contestant, but they didn't call me down.
Okay.
And the fourth time I was as a guest for my friend to be a contestant, and instead they called the manager.
Was she mad at you that you came as her guest, even though she was going to be the potential contestant, that you actually are the one who got picked?
No, because she loved me.
Ah, that's very nice. It's been years since I've seen Let's Make a Deal, so let me just kind of recap some things. I'm sorry if I sound out of touch. Wayne Brady still hosts?
Yes, he does.
Did you have a costume? Is that still a thing?
Everybody has to be in costume, even the guests.
Now, Casey, you ended up getting down on the floor. They offered you a chance to take what they were trying to describe on the floor or what was in the envelope. You chose the envelope, and what was in it?
$10,000!
Oh, my God! Casey,
amazing.
I'm curious, what was the other option? Do you know?
It was a zonk of a cheeseburger in a bed.
It was a what?
It was a zonk. One of those prizes that are worthless, that aren't worth anything.
God, Casey, you could have won a cheeseburger in a bed. $10,000. That's great.
And you had to keep that secret for 6 months. That's so difficult, isn't it?
It's crazy because after you come out of shock, you just want to tell everybody.
Sure. I mean, you got $10,000. So, Casey, walk me through this. When you win $10,000, you're jumping, you're screaming, you're hugging, and then everything's done. Do they give you $10,000 right there? Do they send you a check? Do they tax you? What's going on?
Well, you didn't actually win until they show it on TV. So you have to keep your mouth shut, because if you tell anybody, then they just edit you right out.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. So if you told somebody and ruined it, they would not give you the money?
They said that's a possibility.
Wow.
You know, it's very smart because you know how hard it is for people to keep a secret or keep their mouth shut sometimes. And especially when something amazing like that happens.
Well, especially with social media.
Yeah, exactly. And the great thing for Casey is she won her $10,000 in California, so she doesn't have to pay state tax because game show winnings are not taxed in California. But you do have to pay federal.
Casey, have you gotten paid yet?
Haven't heard a word.
So wait a second.
Well, it just came out.
Let's make a deal. Owes you $10,000. I would think that you might want to hang up the phone with us and call them.
Well, I figured I waited this long, and then they come back after all the other contestants. They come back, and I had won the most money, so they offered me the big deal of the day.
Okay.
So they gave you the opportunity to go for the big deal, meaning get rid of your $10,000 in exchange to get the possible big deal.
One's about $3,000, another one's about $7,000, and then there's the big deal.
So you said no?
Heck yeah, I said no.
Yeah, I would have too, because you guaranteed $10,000. Or the other one, yeah.
$10,000.
It's awesome.
$10,000!
Casey, call us when you get it. I'm not going to believe it until I see the check.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited, and I don't care how much of a fool. I really look like an idiot, and it's okay.
It is okay.
Hey, listen, I've made a career doing that, so don't worry about that. And I didn't get $10,000 either.
Well, we're going to have fun when the check comes.
There you go, Casey.
All right. Don't forget us, superstar. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. We just talked to KSON longtime loyal listener Casey, who's $10,000 richer thanks to her appearance on Let's Make a Deal.
So cool.
Which I got to be honest with you, I didn't even know the show was on the air anymore.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
so woefully out of touch. It got me thinking, though, and got me kind of mad again about your brush with fame, Tammy. Tammy and I tried out to be on $100,000 Pyramid, and Tammy got on. She's awesome. By the way, you did.
You were
so
good too. They could just only pick one of us.
Yeah, well, yeah. And guess who wins again? Anyway, Tammy is on with Trace Adkins.
It was radio personalities paired up with music stars. I got paired up with Trace Adkins, and we did really well together. And we ended up down in the circle with a chance to win $10,000.
I would love to get audio or video from this, but shockingly, in a world where everything is public, it's unavailable. It's unable to be found.
I think they are purposely doing it because they really should have given me the money.
Tammy got screwed. There's no other way about it. Tammy couldn't tell me, like Casey couldn't tell anybody that she won $10,000. Tammy couldn't tell me what happened until it aired.
Yeah.
So
you were
frustrated
too.
Oh, I was so angry. You can tell me. I'm not going to say anything. So we all got together and watched it. Mm-hmm. And Tammy and Trace Adkins got to the winner's circle. And Tammy breezes through with amazing clues from Trace Adkins.
He was so good. He's a really good player.
I mean, literally, he says beige, and Tammy says boring colors,
which was the category.
I was like, oh my God, that was the hardest one.
Mm-hmm.
And she cruised through. There are six squares in the winner's circle to get through. She got through five in like 20 seconds. I'm like, oh my God, she's going to win $10,000. The last answer was things written on a cave wall. Trace Adkins gives brilliant clues.
Mm-hmm.
Drawings of the big hunt. You know, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Tammy says things in a cave.
Things you fight inside a cave, yes.
And they didn't give it to her.
No. Nope.
Now, why this has come up again is my girlfriend Sam and I were just, for whatever stupid, boring reason, we were watching Michael Strahan's latest version of Pyramid mm-hmm. just yesterday.
Yeah.
In the winner's circle, if they had like a word right, they gave it to him.
Mm-hmm.
And I was getting so angry because you had it.
Yeah.
You should be $10,000 richer.
I know. I kept saying things inside a cave, and it was things you find on a cave wall. And they stopped production, by the way, when I was there. You don't see this, obviously, because it's all
screwed.
Edited together. And when it was all over, I was still in shock with everything. But when I came upstairs, one of the producers was livid and said, they should have given you that money. You had it.
Tammy, I'm not even exaggerating.
Yeah.
Yesterday, if it was the same answer, things written on a cave wall, and someone would have said cave,
they would have given it to them.
I watched it with my own eyes. Sam's like, why are you so irritated? I'm like, because Tammy got screwed.
Yes.
When? I don't know. 20 years ago? But yes. It doesn't matter. She still got screwed.
I know. I could have won $10,000. I ended up with $900.
You have to go back.
Oh, my God.
You do.
I need a redemption round?
You need to go back. I think we should tell this story to the producers of the Pyramid.
Okay.
We've got a little bit of pull.
Yeah.
We live in San Diego. We can just drive up the road. You need redemption.
All right.
Producer Jessica, get Michael Strahan on the phone, please. Let's make this
right
work.
Right now.
Let's make this work. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Let's go to Maria in Chula Vista. Hey, Maria.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, do me a favor. Kick Tammy out of our studio.
Hey, Tammy. Good morning. Gotta go.
All right. Good luck, honey.
Maria, I got five pop culture questions for you, and if you get more right than Tammy, you will get $100, thanks to a Garage Door and Gate Store, Main Street and Lakeside, for custom gates and garage doors, a Garage Door and Gate Store.com. Also, want to remind you that all ties are going to go to Tammy, okay?
Sounds good.
Maria, what popular TV show featured the fictional coffee shop Central Perk?
I forget.
Despite allegedly dying in the last film, Keanu Reeves will return for the next John Wick movie. What number John Wick movie will it be?
Five.
There's a rumor that Bradley Cooper will play Superman's biological father in the new Superman movie. Bradley was one of the Guardians of the Galaxy playing Rocket. What actor famously said, "I am Groot" in the Guardians of the Galaxy movies?
Vin Diesel.
The original Karate Kid, Ralph Macchio, and this actor, who starred in the reboot with Jaden Smith, mentor a new pupil in the trailer for Karate Kid Legends. Who is the actor?
Jet Li.
And finally, Jennifer Lawrence welcomed her second child. What 2012 film did Jennifer Lawrence receive her Best Actress Oscar for?
Oh, I totally forget.
Okay, let's get Tam back in. All right, Maria, what's happening with you today?
I'm parked at work.
Parked at work. Are you going to go in or just, you know, stay in the car?
I've got to go in.
Ah, all right.
I remember days like that where you sit there and you're like,
do I want to go in?
Yes.
Do I have a slight sneeze? I can say I've got a cold and drive home and get back into bed. No, I would never, ever encourage that. Maria did 2 out of 5, Tam.
Oh, okay, still good job, honey.
Tammy, what popular TV show featured the fictional coffee shop Central Perk?
Friends.
Oh, yeah.
I know, Maria. I'm sorry. It was me, not you. 1-0, Tammy. Despite allegedly dying in the last film, Keanu Reeves will return for the next John Wick movie. What number movie will it be?
5.
That's the 5th one. It's 2-1. Maria knew that. There's a rumor that Bradley Cooper will play Superman's biological father in the new Superman movie. Bradley was one of the Guardians of the Galaxy playing Rocket. What actor famously said, "I am Groot" in the Guardians of the Galaxy movies?
Oh, that's right. The guy from Fast and Furious, Vin Diesel.
Vin Diesel is right. Maria knew that. 3-2, Tammy.
I wonder what he got paid for that.
I was thinking about that yesterday.
He doesn't say much.
Easiest gig in the world.
Right? Okay, sorry.
I guarantee you by the time this is over, we'll have an answer. Someone will look it up. Tammy, the original Karate Kid, Ralph Macchio, and this actor, who starred in the reboot with Jaden Smith, mentor a new pupil in the trailer for Karate Kid Legends. Who is the actor?
You know what? I don't know because I didn't see the Jaden Smith one.
Jackie Chan.
Oh, okay.
Was the actor. Maria went with Jet Li. I have to admit, I'm a sucker for Karate Kid. My father took me to the original Karate Kid movie when I was a little boy. I've seen every one of the movies. I watched the Cobra Kai show. I even watched the Jackie Chan reboot. And I watched the trailer yesterday. And when I saw Ralph Macchio doing his thing again, I'm sorry, man. I just got it just gets me. I'm a
karate. We have a lot of memories attached to that.
I do.
It looks good.
Yeah. Did you see the trailer?
I did. That's why I was beating myself up because I knew it was Jackie Chan and not Jet Li.
That's okay.
Okay, so a reason to to play Groot.
How are you playing the college and looking things up at the same time? You're a maniac.
I just looked it up because you were sharing your memory. So
that's what Maria. That's what Tammy does.
Do you want to guess?
When I share memory, she ignores me and looks things up. Thanks for that, Tam. Go ahead, please tell us what you made.
I knew the memory. I've heard it before. no offense, but I have. But as long as we've been together.
Wow. She ignores me and I'm boring.
Okay,
go ahead.
Both of you throw out a guess. What do you think you got paid total?
Total for the entire series.
Yeah.
$10 million.
What do you think, Maria?
$54 million.
Holy crap.
13 per film. Wow.
$13 million to say I am Groot a couple different times. Nicely done, Vin Diesel. All right, anyway, I forgot. What are we doing?
I don't know, but that was fascinating.
I don't know the score. I don't know where I am. I know Maria's trying to get into work. I know that. Now, Tammy, Jennifer Lawrence welcomed her second child. What 2012 film did Jennifer Lawrence receive her Best Actress Oscar for?
Was it Silver Linings Playbook?
It was Silver Linings Playbook. Tammy wins today 4-2. So no money, Maria, but we do have a great prize for you.
4 Resort Hopper tickets to Legoland California Resort. And you can build memories for less because Legoland California Resort is offering you second day free tickets this spring break.
Woohoo!
All right, Maria, enjoy that. Try to have a good day at work. We appreciate you. Unfortunately, I have to have you say this.
Hi, I'm Maria in Chula Vista, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
We're going to meet Connor. Connor is in Oceanside, and Connor's girlfriend tried to trap him to see if Connor would remain faithful. That about sum it up, Connor?
Yep, that about sums it up.
Tell us what happened, Connor.
Oh, man, okay. So, a couple weeks ago, I got a follow request from who I thought was one of my coworkers on Instagram. And, you know, I accepted it because she's really cool and we chat every now and again and, you know, whatever. So I thought it was a little weird because all of the pictures on her profile, they were just like her and, you know, maybe like a cute little dress or swimsuit, little provocative. I don't know. But, you know, I thought, who am I to judge? I didn't think anything of it. Then she starts sending me DMs, just overly flirty, really suggestive messages. And, you know, I told her I wasn't interested. I had a girlfriend and the messages stopped. And I told my girlfriend after because, you know, I want to keep things from her. And we have we had a very open and honest relationship. And I find out that it was my girlfriend the whole time.
Oh, no.
Right. And she says, you know, I was worried that you were working with someone attractive and I wanted to test you. And yeah, she thinks it's funny. And she's like, you know, oh, she's all happy about like, oh, well, you passed the test.
Quick question, Connor. Did she ever think or did you ever think to bring up, hey, I could have brought this up to my boss and gotten this person fired for your little trick? I mean, she could have cost someone their career.
Yeah, that's a great point. I mean, I don't know. I'm really creeped out a little bit and I just kind of rethinking the whole relationship at this point, you know, like, I don't know if I can trust her if she's going to go to lengths like this. Like, it's a bad sign. Like, I don't know.
The way I feel about this is exactly how I feel about people who take their significant other's phones and go through them, or they sneak into email and go through things. A suspicious person or a person who's trying to go aha to someone eventually finds something that makes them say that. You know, it's like, I'm so anti what she did.
Connor, I don't want to get too personal, but I'm going to go ahead and say that your girlfriend's under 30.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And is she chronically jealous? Does she act like this all the time? Is it like you can't even look at anybody?
I don't know. It didn't seem to be that way. Like, she would have little moments of jealousy, but I didn't think it was enough that it would be going to this type of length to figure out if I was cheating.
If I were you, I'd be like, well, how many other times have you done something like this? That would really bother me. Yeah. I totally get where you're coming from.
I got all kinds of red flags in my head, Connor, but who cares what I think? Let's see what KS1 loyal listeners have to say. You mind hanging out for a minute, Connor?
Yeah.
All right, pal. 833-287-1037. Connor's girlfriend, you know, she's all happy about the fact that Connor didn't take the bait, but Connor's like, whoa, why would you do that?
Why would you throw the bait out?
833-287-1037. Should Connor love her or list her? John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON. It was a big red flag when Connor's girlfriend posed as his coworker hitting on him just to test to see if he would be faithful.
So we want to know what you think. Should Connor love her or list her? 833-287-1037.
Debbie is in El Cajon. Debbie, what do you think Connor should do here? This does not sound good to me.
It don't sound good to me either. So, like, she's way insecure. So, I mean, no. She's going to look for anything. It doesn't matter if he's good or not. She's going to look for anything to find him at fault.
Yeah, and to try to trap someone, I find really icky.
Exactly.
All right, thank you. Holly in Santee, how about you? What advice do you have for Connor?
Well, it's a tough one because it's up to how much she can handle if she wants to stay or not stay for what was done.
Explain that, please.
Well, because if she's digging deep into the phone to look for anything, then she's just looking for a reason. But in my past experiences, I've opened a phone and I've found tons of cheating. So now it's a matter of, do you stay and know the issue or leave and get out and move on?
Thank you, Holly.
Have a great day.
Nikki and Vista, what's your take? What's your advice for Connor?
I definitely think that he should cut ties. You don't know how many times she's done this or if she's doing something herself to try to cover up.
Mm-hmm. Oh, never thought about that.
Interesting perspective.
Thank you, Nikki. Connor has heard what you've had to say. Let's check back with him.
What do you think you're going to do, Connor?
As difficult as it is, I think I need to list her.
Connor, I know that's tough. I mean, obviously, you know, there was a reason you were with this woman. I'm kind of no stranger to this. This is something like this was similar in a relationship that I had in the past, which is why it's in the past. This is not going to be a one-time instance, in my opinion, and obviously the opinions of our KSON loyal listeners, and that's obviously what you're going with right now. Are you okay with that decision?
It's tough, but I'm still creeped out about it. And I think you brought up a great point before. I'm now thinking about, was that the only time?
Mm-hmm.
How many other times has she done it?
And I'd be sitting there thinking, well, what's she going to do in the future? It's so easy when people are looking for something, like I mentioned before in that aha moment, to take something completely out of context because it fits what's going on in their head. You know, it's just like you can send a text message that says, okay, but it'd be taken a million different ways depending on what's going on in your head. It's hard, but I don't know how you could continue a relationship and not feel like she was, like there was always something lurking in the background.
Yeah.
All right, Connor. Well, we're sorry, pal, but I'm not sorry, frankly, Connor. I think you're better. I think you're better off for what it's worth, and you're going to find someone that isn't borderline, you know. I won't say the word. I know you're kind of bummed, so we just want you to be happy. Thank you for sharing your life with us, pal, all right?
Yeah, thanks, guys.
John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.